You're listening to China Africa Talk.
Jambo, ni Bridget akikuletea kipindi kinachohusiana na China na Afrika.
Vous écoutez le dialogue sino-africain avec Bridget.
Everything China, everything Africa.
Olá, você está ouvindo China Africa Talk com Bridget.
سيدتي وسادتي مرحبا بكم في الحوار الصيني العربي مع بريتشيت.
Hello and welcome to another edition of China Africa Talk. I'm your host, Bridget Mutambirwa, coming to you from the Chinese capital in Beijing with more news and discussions on what's happening with China and Africa from a Chinese and African perspective. The recent China-Tanzania Investment Forum held in Dar es Salaam on March 27 has sparked discussions on further enhancing economic cooperation between the two nations. China has long been Tanzania's largest trading partner and a significant source of foreign investment. Major projects like the construction of the fifth and sixth sections of the standard gauge railway and the Julius Nyerere hydropower station, as well as expansions like the Dar es Salaam port and the national ICT backbone network of Tanzania, have progressed steadily. Moreover, Chinese invested initiatives like the Jiangsu Xinyanga Agriculture Industrial Park and Maweni Limestone Limited are not just projects, they're catalysts propelling Tanzania's industrialization drive forward. To provide insights into the current status and future prospects of this economic partnership, I'm joined by Jansen Huang, chairman of the Sino-Tanzania Industrial Park in Dar es Salaam. Jansen, glad to have you on the program.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mr. Huang, about 60 investment companies from China participated in the China-Tanzania Investment Forum held in Dar es Salaam on March 27. Looking at the new growth sectors, where have you identified the most investment opportunities for Tanzania-China growth?
The investment opportunities for China-Tanzania growth, including manufacturing, agriculture, green energy, blue economy, etc., especially Tanzania government now is urging investors invest in transitioning to clean energy, such as clean energy cooking technology, green energy vehicles. In the parliament of last year, this issue has been discussed and the government is intending to give preferential tax policies to green energy vehicles and also other areas. For example, the blue economy, because Tanzania has got very big resources in the Indian Ocean and the lakes, such as Lake Victoria, Tanganyika, Lake Nyasa, and Rukwa, etc. So there are a lot of available opportunities there, including fishing, processing, etc. But also, Tanzania has got a lot of opportunities in the tourism sector. Tanzania has got potential tourism resources, because has got Serengeti, Ngorongoro, Mount Kilimanjaro, Zanzibar, and Switzerland has got such wonderful tourism attractions. Infrastructure-wise, for example, the roads, the hotels, the energy supplies, vehicles, etc. So there are needed to help Tanzania to grow the tourism sectors. Of course, if we're talking about the manufacturing sector, Tanzania is engaging in the third national plan and the fourth national plan, which is intending to making the country to be semi-industrialized country. So the manufacturing sector is very key to grow the country's industrialization. The government is encouraging foreign investors and local investors to invest in industrial parks. And currently, the Sinotan Industrial Park is the largest industrial park well supported by the Tanzania government. So we say that Tanzania has got a lot of sectors which these investment opportunities offering to Tanzania and China growth.
Developing all these sectors is going to require a level of personal engagement between Chinese investors and Tanzanian entrepreneurs. Moving forward, what do forums like this do to help create platforms for future engagements?
We have been engaging in a lot of personal engagement because we are also having the big Chinese community here. We have a chamber, it's called Chinese Enterprises Association, to promote the investment and trade relations between China and Tanzania. And we have been very busy in linking up the two countries, creating platforms such as the China-Tanzania Investment Forum. And last year, actually, we had the first big forum. We usually have the prior arrangement to engage local Tanzania companies to have B2B talks. Also, we are having the kind of arrangement to take Chinese investors to different areas such as the markets and the industrial parks, and also to the local companies to have the site visit. So looking forward, we are continuing having these forums to be held, the business dialogue to be held, and these platforms to be held.
Could you tell us how economic engagement with China has yielded towards the economic development of Tanzania?
Over the past more than 20 years, actually, exports of Tanzania to China has been increased annually. So it was from $8 million in 1995 now to more than $600 million in 2022. And if we look at latest bilateral trade volume, for example, in 2022, the bilateral trade has reached $8 billion. So the growth is very big, and the economic engagement with China has yielded very positive growth of Tanzania. But of course, from Tanzania, the agricultural products, and that is mainly products which exported to China, and also marine products, including sisal, coffee, cassava, avocados, now are also open to the Chinese market. So if we look at economic development of both sides, they are growing in the same pace. If we can say the importation from China to Tanzania and the exportation from Tanzania to China, they are equally increasing. But of course, we are now focusing on improving the industrialization. So we are encouraging Chinese investors to invest in manufacturing sector so that a lot of products, especially on agriculture sector, can be developed in Tanzania, they can be processed in Tanzania and exported to China. And also including other sectors can be substituted. So a lot of goods can be directly manufactured in Tanzania. This is what we are now pursuing. We are encouraging a lot of Chinese investors to invest in the manufacturing sectors.
And what initiatives has the government of Tanzania taken to attract Chinese investment? And what has been your assessment?
Under leadership of Excellency President Samia Suluhu Hassan, has taken big initiative to create the conducive business environment to attract Chinese investment. Not only that, the government is engaging in transformation and even to focus on making changes of investment policies and combat bureaucracy, making more investment areas open to the Chinese investors. And if we look at the government's initiative, we can call it's called the 4R philosophy, which is called reconciliation, reform, resilience, and reconstruction. So alongside the changes, will be including the policy changes to make transparency, to reduce bureaucracy, and also to create the conducive business environment to investors. So we say that Tanzania government now is very much engaged in welcoming Chinese investment and has made all the efforts to open for Chinese investment.
At the China Development Forum 2024, Chinese Premier Li Qiang highlighted China's commitment to creating opportunities for global investors through a comprehensive approach involving macroeconomic policy, urbanization, industrial upgrades, and the green transition. What does this mean to the African and the Tanzania-China economic investment approach? What is your opinion? What's your take?
Yeah, this is exactly in line with Africa's development approach, and of course, including Tanzania's development approach. Premier Li Qiang's highlights, including the macroeconomic policy, urbanization, industrialization, and green transition. Taking Tanzania as example, as I have just said, the government is engaging in making new investment policies, also pursuing industrialization plan, and of course, also the government is encouraging green energy and even the kind of sectors to be grow at the African and Tanzania needs. If we say that from the Tanzania side, the government approach, if we look at Premier Li Qiang's highlights, so this is like very much in line with that. So this Chinese commitment to create opportunities for African people, African country, through this comprehensive approach, this is exactly in line with Africans' economic investment approach. So we say this is what Africa needs and what Tanzania needs.
In terms of green transition, specifically, we know the energy vehicles and motorcycles produced in China are getting increasingly popular in African countries such as Kenya and Morocco. What is the picture in Tanzania and what role can China play in Tanzania's green development?
Yes, Tanzania government is encouraging green development. Last year in the parliament, the debate has been very positive that the country will be welcoming green energy vehicles with zero tariff. And what we know is that these new green energy vehicles and the motorcycles now are getting popular in some countries. Tanzania is yet to be that popular, but it's the beginning because the country has realized that through the green development is when its country's energy and the country's development will be sustainable. And especially Tanzania is a country has got a lot of national parks and tourism resources, and the environmental protection is fairly key for the country. On the other side, the foreign policy in terms of this kind of importation for fuels and whatever, if the green vehicles can be encouraged, then it can reduce the importation of those energies, which requires a lot of foreign currency. On the other side, Tanzania has got a lot of this kind of energy generation resources. For example, the Nyerere Hydro Dam, it will be having 2,015 megawatts of power will be generated in the course of next 2 years. So Tanzania will be self-power sustainable. So to use the green energy vehicles, it's already come such time that people can drive vehicles. The power has been sustainable to recharge the vehicles. Of course, Tanzania have to start with building infrastructures like these power supply stations and etc. But we see this is fairly key and fairly potential for Tanzania. And so China can play a big role in this sector.
Ever wondered what's actually going on in Africa through the perspective of an African? How are things really going between China and Africa? What's the narrative of this relationship? Well, get a perspective with China-Africa Talk. Hear from African diplomats, entrepreneurs, academics, Chinese natives, and more. Get on our wavelength every week to find out what's real with China-Africa Talk. Find us on your favorite podcast. We'll see you there. What Africa needs is a coordinated development. Talk us through, in the context of the BRI, what role does supply chain financing play to ensuring coordinated development in Africa?
Supply chain financing is very key, of course, because Africa's development is needed in terms of the whole chain, the supply chain, industrial chain, because if we look at the individual sector, that might be weak or even some is not there. So the whole supply chain should be created, and the finance will be key role to play to enable the whole supply chain is well coordinated. Africa's development requires a very comprehensive build-up from all angles, including the finance. So if we look at the individual sectors, it might be strong or might be weak. But if we look at the whole picture, for example, if we look at the manufacturing sector, for example, if you want to make a perfume or cosmetics products here, but the bottle, the country cannot produce, then you have to import the bottle. So if we have the factory for bottle and the factory for perfume and the factory for packaging, then it can be created that the whole supply can be well organized. This is called the real chain to be created. So if we are saying that Tanzania and African countries need this coordinated development through the whole supply chain.
And what unique role has Tanzania played and contributed to the China-Africa economic bilateral ties in East Africa through its participation in the BRI?
Tanzania as a country has got a lot of meaning to Africa-China cooperation. Tanzania has been symbol for China as Africa cooperation, and is an example because China-Tanzania enjoys 60 years bilateral relationship with very strong bond, and Tanzania has been always a symbol of how the China-Africa has been cooperating. If we look at the role Tanzania played and the country built it, Tanzania always been the pioneer to support such development. If we look at the Tanzania Railway that China has helped to build from Tanzania to Zambia, and Tanzania has been very thankful for such assistance. Although that time, the Tanzania President Nyerere has been going around the world to look for assistance to build Tanzania-Zambia Railway. But only China agreed to help, although those period China is still underdeveloped and is still in a very poverty situation at that time. So China has really helped Tanzania. Tanzania, on the other hand, has supported China strongly. Look at the China return to UN. Tanzania and other African countries has come up, supported the way of China. So that is the history. But we look at the economic bilateral relationship. If we see Tanzania as being always in the center of such cooperation, Tanzania has been very much supportive to China-Africa cooperation. And we see the current government, they are standing fairly firm that the China-Africa cooperation should be through the economic cooperation in a way that the participating to the BRI should be fairly positive. So Tanzania government, like President Samia Suluhu Hassan, has been participating the China-Africa Forum in Johannesburg twice, and also has been the very strong determination to participate in the BRI and encouraging and calling upon other countries to participate in the BRI.
We talk about mutual growth and mutual beneficial relationships between China and Africa, Tanzania included, but there is a concern that at times the growth might not be equal. A case of Tanzania, how does the government of Tanzania balance the broad benefits of Chinese engagement with protecting and supporting local firms and local markets for innovation?
You know, if we look at the beneficial relationship we always call it a win-win relationship. China not only say importing goods to Africa, but China is making serious investment in Africa. And also China has been engaging in education and also a lot of initiatives to assist African countries, including Tanzania, to build their capacities. There's a Chinese saying, give a fish is not enough, but rather to teach people how to fish. For example, we are now in Tanzania through our company, Group 6 International, and Chongqing Institute of Engineering, and RC University. We have established Luban Workshop to train local Tanzania engineers, technicians, and also we engaged in part of a skill development program with Group 6 in Chongqing Institute of Engineering and also Dalai Islam Institute of Technology. We engaged in called a 1+2+1 education program aimed to raise the talent. We are also engaging in a lot of short-term training to build capacities for Tanzania people. So the Chinese engagement is from all the angles, capacity building, investment, and trade in all the areas. And if we look at in the construction sector, for example, we have the ratio of the Chinese engineers and 10, 15 to 20 local Tanzania engineers, so that we train them in a way that they can be sustainable. And a lot of young talent, they also start their business. Even look at our company alone, we have raised a lot of talents, and some of them, they are engaging their own business and they establish their own local firms. And also these local firms, they do a lot of business with our company. So that is the typical example. A lot of local companies, a lot of local people, they benefit through the win-win cooperation, the capacity building. And this can be, you see, the Chinese investment and the local capacity building, so that this can be growing together.
Just to wind off our discussion, what is the aim of this year's China-Tanzania Investment Forum towards the overall economic relations between China and Tanzania?
China-Tanzania Investment Forum is to enhance the investment and trade volume, and is to build up the big network, and is to enabling Tanzania enterprises to grow, and is to enabling the two sides to do more business together. And the China-Tanzania Investment Forum will not be the only one. As I mentioned last year, we have started and in a big way, and this year we are continuing. And next year, and we will be continuing to do China-Tanzania Investment Forum. We will be enhancing the two countries, including the investment and the trade, including the capacity building, including even the tourism attractions, including the kind of educational sectors, and also cultural cooperation. So it's to enhance, it's to create a platform for the two countries to do more business, for the two countries' enterprises, and to grow Tanzania's economy, and to bring more investment to Tanzania, and to set up more factories in Tanzania, and to do more industrialization in Tanzania.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have on this episode of China Africa Talk. Mr. Jensen Huang, thank you so much for your insights on economic investments and relations between China and Tanzania.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post it on social media or leave a rating and review. Thanks again. See you next time.